Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey, Eric Raymer, helping you get your business right by reminding you that small business is big business, and your business is our business. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
How was Miami?
Miami was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was beautiful, right? You know, great weather, great people. We was doing a trade show for the Small Business Expo.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're in this conference center. And my booth was against the window that overlooked a river running right through Miami. And so there were big old boats going through all day long. And there was a drawbridge they had to go over. I was fascinated by the whole thing.
Of course, absolutely.
Yes, I had a beautiful view, beautiful location. Got to meet lots of great influencers out there in Miami. And many of them are jumping on board, jumping into our Facebook group. We just started really... I think growing our Facebook group, it's one of those, it's been there for years, but you know, not a lot of activity on it. And so as of the beginning of this year, we decided to spur some activity and start growing that Facebook group. We've been doing our 1,000 fans in 100 days marketing campaign. So, you know, 2-3 minute videos, you know, many times during the week,
sure.
Cross marketing, collaborative partnerships. And so it's been super, super fun. I wanted to talk a little bit about authentic selling today.
Authentic selling.
Authentic is, you know, buzzword, right?
Right. And it means this, the degree to which one is true to one's own personality, spirit, or character, despite external pressures.
So we want to be me, right? I don't want to follow a script.
Right.
I don't want to be pushy. I don't want to be pushed into, nor do I want to be pulled along either. But when we think about selling, I think a lot of times we feel as if selling is inauthentic. And so I was listening to a CD in my car from, is it Bob Sirkostas, who was the original infomercial guy. He started the infomercial.
Oh, really?
The very first, you know, info, like on TV, like
yeah,
the QVC and Home Shopping,
TV
yeah, all
stuff.
Of that,
yeah, yeah.
Right? Home Shopping Network and stuff like that. He has sold, I think, personally over $2 billion. But when he first started, he was running a little podunk radio show.
Yep.
He was doing news in a really tiny little town. And every now and then they'd get advertisers, right? Somebody from the local area would advertise and they'd run their ads. Well, the station manager went to collect on an ad buy from an appliance, a local appliance guy. And the local appliance guy says, look around, there's nobody shopping here, right? You know, it didn't work. Nobody came in. I have a cash flow problem.
Oh.
He's like, well, you gotta pay. I can't pay. You gotta pay. I can't pay. Tell you what, why don't you take one of those boxes? I just got a shipment of inventory. Why don't you take one of those boxes as payment for this advertising buy that I did? So it brings back this box of electric can openers back to the radio station. Bob, who's doing news, he puts this box of can openers, 200 can openers on his desk and says, sell these. When you come back from the next break, I want you to sell these. Bob says, what do you mean I got to sell these? I'm not going to sell those. He's like, you want to get paid? Right? These are great.
Best can opener I ever had.
For the next hour, they started selling can openers. And this kind of started the home shopping network.
Love it.
And, you know, and his idea. But after a little while, and they kind of decided that worked, and he went into his boss and he says, I don't like this. I'm not a sales guy. I'm a newscaster.
Right.
Right? Don't we all feel like I fix cars. I bake cookies. This is what I do.
I don't want to be a salesperson.
I don't want to be a salesperson, right? Because we think we're going to lose clients. We're going to come off pushy, inauthentic. It's not our natural conversation to have. And he says, you're looking at this all wrong, Bob. You're not selling. You're helping.
You're helping.
You're helping. You're sharing. You're making a difference. And when you shift your idea and your thought conversation around that we're sharing, we're helping, we're making a difference, doesn't it shift it from I just got to trade you dollars for item? Right? Well, we get so desperate for sales, we get really desperate in all sorts of things.
Isn't that the truth?
But when we're just sharing and helping and all of that, it changes everything. So when you truly believe in a product, it shouldn't be hard to sell, to have that conversation. When you're talking to your ideal target audience, your ideal client of a product, of something that you offer, then it shouldn't be too hard to sell. In fact, our formula, when we interview all of our guests go through our coaching program, and when we go through the formula of what it is that we talk about,
right?
It's how do you help and why does that matter?
What's the problem? Why does it matter? And what's the solution? And give me an example. And then what's your call to action?
So educate, right? When you educate your clients on how to care for something, how to take it to the next level, how this is going to make a difference in their space, fix a pain or a pleasure, right? If we can educate, now so much of what we do as entrepreneurs and business professionals is educating,
yeah,
right? Because the marketplace has shifted. You know, the things we used to do aren't working anymore.
Well, and there's another element, I think, that the reason for the education, that is that people are afraid. People are afraid to step out of their comfort zone. You know, it's going to be, you know, they look at the dollar amount of an investment to their business and they say, it's too much. I can't afford that. And what you're allowing yourself is to make the bed that you will sleep in when you will wake up again next year in the exact same place because you've allowed fear to prevent you from moving forward into. Instead of saying, I can't, say, how could I?
How could I?
What could I do to afford that? Maybe I have to step it up a little bit more. Maybe I have to charge a little more. Maybe I have to do this a little more. But how could I? And people simply don't solve for how they can do something. They'd rather fixate on why they can't.
You know what else we don't solve for? I think a lot of times as sales professionals and marketing professionals, we talk a lot about why would somebody buy this? Why does somebody need this? You know, why would they? But the piece that I think is often missed is why would they say no?
Right.
We don't talk enough. We don't really spend the time talking about why would they say no.
Sure.
Therefore, when somebody does say no or has an objection or has a question, we're not prepared to answer that.
Well said.
And so to spend a little bit of time of why would they say no? If we say, well, you know, we offer great customer service and, you know, our products are second to none. Well, why would they say no? And it has nothing to do with service being the answer. If we come
at
them,
it's not what they're solving for.
It's not.
Yeah.
And so we have to know, we have to handle, at least have had a conversation of what are the roadblocks keeping them so that we can address it, not in a pushy way and not in a sales way, but just that we're prepared with an answer. Because if we're not, the customer is already objected and we don't have a response to that. Out the door they go.
And by the way, if we don't have the answer that the customer is looking for, trust me, the shop across the street does.
Samples is another great way when we're talking about authentically selling.
Yeah.
You know, giving people a guarantee, you know, to try your product, try it before they buy it, a money back guarantee, samples of results.
You mentioned samples, and I always go to a product based sample, but it serves the purpose. And that is Howard Schultz. I used to work for Starbucks when Howard Schultz was the CEO. And we were told 200 samples a day.
Hmm.
200 samples a day. And you think, well, we're too busy doing all this other stuff, making the coffee and all that kind of stuff. But if you did that, you would see a massive increase in sales. Why? Because it's authentic. You know, I don't know if I really want that pumpkin bread. Well, try it.
Try it.
Oh, I really like that puppy. May I have a piece?
Right? There's a reason why they let you pet the puppies. There's a reason why they let you test drive the car. You know, how often, ladies, if we went into the shoe store and they said, no, you can't try them on, you just have to buy them, how often will we buy those shoes? They would not let us try them on. I don't think so.
Nope.
Right? I want to see it. I want to try it. And so sampling is another great way. And, you know, I think that so often, if it's a mindset, when we talk about selling, one, who are we serving? We've got to know who our ideal target audience is. And we can't dismiss this piece. Are we talking to the right people? Can they afford our product? You know, are they in that right demographic? Because so often, if we're talking to the right people, and we've got the product that will serve them.
That's right.
And we've given them a chance to sample it. We've given them a guarantee.
Show them social proof.
All of that. Then the end byproduct is naturally.
It really is. And there it is. We say it this way around here, that sales is not the goal. It is the natural byproduct of building that authenticity. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Let's be caring enough to stop selling and start helping. We'll be back right after these messages. Angel Tussie and Eric Raymer. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network, where we care more than we should, but it's all for the good. Back after this.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Yeah, you know we want to. Let's talk about you.
Let's talk about you.
Mm-hmm. So, Angel, let's talk about you.
Talk about me.
Yeah, a friend of ours came up with a kind of a cool little thing. It's a meme. It says, how high maintenance are you?
Oh, I'm the worst kind of high maintenance.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm high maintenance, but I think I'm low maintenance.
Oh, well, let's...
I've been told that's the worst kind.
Let's discover, shall we?
Okay.
Let's see. I'm going to give you... If you get 20 points... Then you're high maintenance.
20 points is high maintenance.
Out of this quiz.
Okay. All right.
50 points, you're really high maintenance.
Okay.
And 100, you're the freaking queen of your castle.
Huh.
All right.
Well, okay. All right. But how, I mean, it's like 20 points a question, right?
When you told me this during the commercial break, I said there's this thing, is 20 points, you're high maintenance. 50 points, you're really high maintenance. 100 points, you're off the charts. I thought you were going to tell me that every question had like 150 points.
Yeah, right. That would make sense,
yeah,
right?
That is not the case.
That's not the case.
No, not at all. So let's...
Actually, I saw this on my friend Jenny's site, and she said she went through high maintenance rehab after working in Beverly Hills. And so for all of my gal pals that are out there, you guys can take this quiz along with us and find out, you know, how high maintenance are we? But she says she was a 72.
Right.
But now after moving back to Denver and going through what she called high maintenance rehab, she is a 17. I think after this, I might have to go through high maintenance rehab.
Well, let's find out.
Right?
Wears high heels.
I
6 points.
Okay, so here, I'm going to
do the math.
I'm going to grab my calculator.
Add it up.
All right, 6 points. All right, okay. I wear high heels. All right, even at trade shows.
All right.
Right? I thought I was going to be relegated to having to wear tennis shoes.
Yeah.
But I found Beta Brand, and they're like tennis shoes in a high heel. They're awesome.
All right.
Okay.
Owns 20-plus pair of shoes. 4 points.
4 points.
Okay.
All right.
Shaves every day. We're talking about the ladies here.
Yes, I do. I shave every day.
All right.
It's thick and dark on my head. It's thick and dark on the legs,
you don't have to
right?
Explain
it's got
to
go.
I think we got it.
Right.
All right. Hair is lasered anywhere.
No, I don't laser.
Okay.
No, I don't All laser.
Right. Okay. Mm,
not yet.
Wow, because that was 6 points. Is that the first 6 points you missed?
The first 6 points I didn't get because
gotcha.
I'm not lasering yet.
Uh-huh. Wears makeup daily. 6 points.
I put 6 points on. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Has permanent makeup.
I don't have permanent makeup.
You sure?
I'm sure. Yeah, okay. These are, I have to draw these liner on.
I don't have
permanent makeup, so no.
Okay.
How many points was that?
Permanent makeup would have been 8 points.
Yep,
actually,
nope.
It should be more than that.
I don't have permanent.
All right. hair is colored.
It is not. It is not. I've colored once in the last 6 years. Now, granted, it was just last summer. I was just having a day, and I just, but I regretted it. And
so,
now, so
we're going to leave that out.
Okay.
Okay, it's only 2 points anyway.
Okay, all right. Because it's only 2 points. Because that's not really high maintenance if you color your hair. It's almost a necessity.
Hair extensions.
I don't. I mean, I own them, but I'm not wearing them.
Take the points.
No.
Own them.
Four points.
You know what? You can subtract two because you're not wearing them
I'm not wearing them. Okay. All right. Okay.
But you have them. That's 2 points.
I do. I love them, though.
We're talking, folks, about are you high maintenance?
Are you high maintenance?
And actually, we're talking about is Angel high maintenance.
Right.
Let's continue. Your nails are manicured or painted.
Yes.
That's only worth 2 points?
Well, because that's a necessary. That's not really maintenance. High maintenance, that's just maintenance.
Do you know how many women don't?
No, none.
A lot.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Right. I don't know anybody
right.
doesn't.
2 points.
Okay, 2 points.
All right. Has acrylic nails.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's all 6 points.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Do you wax your brows?
Well, yeah.
No laser treatment, but we go for the hot wax.
Right, you know, some of this is just waking up in the morning
that's
stuff.
5 points.
Right?
5 points.
Oh, 5 points. Okay.
Has eyelash extensions. Minkies brand.
I can't live without them.
Eight points.
I'm up to 54 points. How many more are there?
A lot. Has a spray tan.
No. And I've only done it once, and I wasn't all that
That doesn't
crazy
count.
About it.
I wasn't either. Mm-hmm. And that was a couple of years ago before we went to Mexico,
right.
and it came off within a day. Mm-hmm. Uses a designer purse. Purses. Is it 10 points per purse?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Because if it's just 10 points per purse, you're the freaking queen.
No.
But it's 10 points.
10 points.
Yeah. Huh. Do you buy high-end makeup? Tell the truth.
I mean.
Yes, 6 points.
Okay.
Do you wear a lot of jewelry?
Well, describe a lot. I don't wear earrings hardly ever anymore because they don't go well. They smash it with my headphones.
All right. How many bands on that bracelet?
You know what? Ouch.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's 10 points.
10. Can I just do 5?
Sure.
Okay. I'm just going to do 5
Whatever.
Points. I don't really wear a lot of jewelry. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, that's
relative. Didn't I get you earrings for Christmas?
You know what? Actually, those ones aren't so bad.
Oh.
Right?
All right. Owns more than 25 scarves.
I don't know that I own more than 25.
Do you own 25?
I probably own 25.
Every bit of 10 points.
I don't know that more than.
How many scarves did you wear today? Just today, Angel. How many?
2. That's not a lot.
She's got one that she's wearing now, and she's got one for her outer jacket because it's not stylish enough.
Well, it gets hidden when you put the jacket on. I have an outside one.
10 points.
And an inside one.
Gets massages or floats regularly. 10
it's
points.
Self-care.
10
it's
points.
It's self-care.
I understand. What's your total, Diva?
What was the scale? What's the scale?
At 20, you're high maintenance.
I hit 20 like in the first 3 questions.
At 50, you're really high maintenance. And where you're at, you're dang near the princess of your own freaking castle.
86.
Yeah. You're not the queen, but you're the princess. That's the truth.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it is. It's gotten a little
flip
out of hand.
Flip it around and see if you can ask me some stuff.
All right. Do you get massages regularly?
We've got to go to the speed round. Massages regularly, no.
Own more than 25 scarves?
No.
Wears a lot of jewelry. You do wear more jewelry than I do.
I wear three rings.
10
points.
You get 10 points.
Okay, 10.
High-end makeup?
Yeah.
A designer?
No makeup.
Purse. But there's got to be designer phone.
I don't wear designer anything.
Phone, computer, technology,
no,
that Apple stuff.
That's not designer.
That is designer. 10.
That is mainstream.
10. 10 points for
no
you.
Way.
Spray 10 points for you. Spray tan? No. Lash extensions? No.
No.
Do you wax?
No.
Any of that?
I do
shave.
Groom.
Do you shave? Yeah.
Daily?
Daily.
No. And you know it.
I know. Do you own more than 20 pairs of shoes?
Heck no. No.
All right. So you got a 20.
Yeah, 20 because
you are
insisted.
High maintenance. High maintenance for a boy.
Hey, we love that you've tuned into the Experience Pros Radio Show. Going to give this quiz to our producer so that he can take it home to his wife. And we'll have two single guys in the show. We'll be back right after these messages. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value. value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FanBrag. FanBrag. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussie and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right. Thank you for tuning in.
All right. So are you a bookmark kind of guy or a fold the corner
I'm totally over? A fold the corner over.
I am. Right?
Yeah.
I kind of picture that.
Bookmark is an extra thing.
That's right. Because it's, you know, I think for it's clutter.
Right.
It's an item you've got to keep track of. But
I'm all about bookmarking because I want to get back to where I was, right?
Where you were.
Valuable information there.
Right? And so when we talk about bookmarks, you know, so you get the concept of a bookmark. It's holding your space, right?
Yes.
Holding where you were, where you left off, so you can come to it later. It's kind of the same idea when it comes to social bookmarking.
Okay.
Right? Have you ever gone to the web? Have you ever gone to the internet to do a search for something and you type it in and the stuff that comes up that you've got to filter through.
265,000 million results.
Yeah. And so it's complicated. It takes too much time. And I think a lot of times, even when it comes to recipes or articles that maybe we've started and want to go back to, then it's kind of nice to have a social bookmarking site that you can actually easily find the kind of stuff that you are looking for.
All right, a social bookmarking site.
Right? So when we think about social bookmarking sites,
yes.
And you probably use them all the time. In fact, some of the top ones are like dig.com.
Oh, sure.
Stumbleupon.com, delicious. Yep. Reddit. Even Pinterest,
right? Girls Network.
Twitter is even on there as well.
All right,
right? Where you kind of know what to expect. Right? It's kind of already narrowed down the search for you, if you will. Have you ever emailed a friend or a family member, sent them a link that you thought they might find interesting?
Sure.
If so, you've participated in social bookmarking.
Oh, I get it.
Are you starting to get it?
I am.
Right? It's not like you can take a small piece of cardboard or a sticky note and physically put it on a web page and go back later. Right? So think of social bookmarking as just tagging a web page so that you can easily access it later. Instead of saving them to your web browser, you're saving them to the web. And because your bookmarks are online, you can access them anytime you have an internet connection and you can easily connect with friends.
Well, I like this a lot. And the idea, you know, we do it a lot. I think probably 25, 30 times a day, I'm sending somebody a link to a website that's relevant to them.
We do it. Yeah, we do it between each other. We do it for clients. We do it for family. We do it for friends. And there's a lot of different sites that are really popular for bookmarking tools. What even Evernote? Do you use Evernote app?
I've never used it. Sorry. I want to help. I cannot tell a lie. Never used the Evernote app.
I
downloaded it once. It looked foreign to me. I threw it away.
You threw it away?
Yeah.
They say that social news sites are different from standard social bookmarking sites because they focus on specific articles and blog posts.
Post.
So I have to tell you, do you ever read something and say it out loud the way it's read? Like, have you ever called a bass drum a bass drum just because you read the word bass, right?
Absolutely.
So I'm in the airport restaurant in Miami the other day, and I'm ordering soup, and they have like a you know, a conch, like the conch shell, a conch gumbo. But it is spelled C-O-N-C-H, right? Yeah. Conch. Right. So I order the conch gumbo.
Oh, no.
And my friend who was with me looked at me, he's like,
yeah.
All right, Angel. Were you born yesterday?
Yeah, right.
I'm like, I hate it when I do that. But you're reading something and it just comes up the way it phonics, right? Phonics worked for me. So how do we benefit from social bookmarking? Social bookmarking, social news, it allows you to specifically target what you want to see instead of going into a search engine,
right,
typing it in and waiting for that needle in the haystack. You can quickly narrow down the items that you are looking for.
And because many social bookmarking sites display recently added lists and popular links, you get to keep up with both what's current and what's relevant.
I don't know that Experience Pros would exist as a radio show if it weren't for social bookmarking sites.
Do you think?
Right? Because it's so easy when so our show is nationwide.
Correct. Which,
and we interview guests all across the country.
It's true.
And when it comes to figuring out the time zone, this is not my strength.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Yes. And oftentimes it's not the strength of our guest calling in either.
Fair enough.
And so there may be a time where we're getting ready to go on the air. We're expecting a guest to call in.
Right.
But, you know, they called an hour early, which actually works out if they call an hour early because we say call back in an hour.
Sure.
But the challenge comes when they call an hour late and now it's too late. And at the last minute, because of a no-show guest or something, Eric and I might have to pull out a topic to feature on the show.
We've got
12 seconds to do that.
And we have hundreds of socially bookmarked sites that we draw upon for those talking points. And, of course, we don't read you the articles that would, A, be plagiarism, and, B, boring as all get out, because the articles were intended to be read, not read over the air. But what we do is pull the bullet points out of it, give you the heart and soul of the article, and then give you the Experience Pros either spin and or approval of it.
Right. And so, you know, you can talk when you have all of these social bookmarking sites and you have your own website and you have your own business. When we think about the topics, you know, a lot of times we struggle with what are we going to talk about in our blog? What are we going to talk about on our posts? And so we don't have to recreate the wheel every day. You don't have to recreate the wheel every day and come up with a brand new topic and a brand new article on the subject. You can actually piggyback on what somebody else is already talking about, somebody else has already shared, link it back to them, and then give either your thoughts on it, your agreement or disagreement on, or ask a question, or just share it for, you know, something a little more provocative or edgy. And so it's a way that we can actually create more exposure, not only for ourselves, but even for those that have already written it.
So, Angel, something happened about 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago or so. I wrote my very first 100% completely green-lit SEO page. It was perfectly search engine optimized. From the photos to the text to the meta tags to the everything, it was perfect. And the reason I bring that up is because one of the major elements of SEO is those backlinks that you just described.
Mm-hmm.
And how you just described by going to these socially bookmarked sites, grabbing an article, and then giving your opinion of that article and including that article in, but it's a springboard for your thoughts on it, pro or against, doesn't matter. That provides a backlink to the people who wrote the article. And if you do that on a regular basis, guess what? They're going to recognize you as an influencer, as an authority, and then they backlink to you. And when there's a handshake like that, Google gets all giggly. It's true.
A handshake like that. We get all giggly. It's good SEO food.
It's great SEO food, great Google food. And I'm telling you something, when Google owns the world as they do, you want to be able to provide those kinds of connections. And every influencer should sit up and pay attention, or influencers in training should sit up and pay attention, that these socially bookmarked sites and the process of bookmarking and putting your information on social bookmark sites such as Dig or Reddit or Pinterest, even that girl's network. All of that gives you an amazing handshake that Google gets giggly over.
Well, we like it when Google gets giggly.
Absolutely.
Makes everybody happy when Google gets the giggles.
It's true.
Speaking of Google getting the giggles, my daughters have started their own YouTube channel.
Yeah, they have.
Tessie Twin Talk.
Yeah.
It's so cute because two of the days, you know, they're not on there together. So when Lauren gets on, she's like, hey, Alicia, and she's talking to Alicia. And when Alicia gets on, she's like, hey, Lauren, and she's talking to Lauren. Well, Alicia the other day was trying to post, and they want to post something every day, and they have to get it done by a certain time because of the download and upload times in order to get in.
Right.
Well, she had the hiccups, and they weren't going away. And so she, you know, took a break, and she came back, and she still had the hiccups, but she was running on a deadline.
Right.
So she posted her story. She posted her video, and the first 30 seconds of her are with the hiccups.
Right.
She got almost 800 views.
800 views.
800 views.
Saying, I've got the
hiccups. I love hiccups followed her on Twitter. But, yeah, they put her over, they put their YouTube channel now over 1,000 views with that one video.
You gotta love that. And by the way, I love it when she says, Happy Valentine's Day. We'll be back after this.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC ConsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Very nice to have you along with us today. Let's talk a little bit about your social media.
Mm-hmm. You don't like my social media?
I didn't say that. In fact, I want to go on the record. I did not say that.
I know. I was just asking.
Great social media, but there's people out there who, on occasion, might be making some social media blunders, some mistakes that really ought not to be made. And we are here to help. You gotta listen to some of these things.
All right. Well, I'm looking at the first one on the list, yeah. Eric, of things, you know, mistakes that we make and right. how to avoid them.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is ignoring your audience.
Who would do that?
So I will get, do you ever get a notice from Facebook about a page, a brand page that you have on Facebook, and it says something along the line. Yeah. Like your 252 fans haven't heard from you in 3 weeks. I'm like, really? Well, I better get over there and post something right now. And I do, like, instantly.
See, you respond to those. I look at them and go, yeah, you know what, Facebook? I'm not your
pet. And I look, like, how long has it been? But I get, kind of get a little notice, like a little.
But it hasn't been that long in some cases. And it, I don't know. I think it's just so Facebook's,
now,
like,
I know,
don't forget, you need us.
In communication, any communication, being ignored, not responding, not interacting, it's the kiss of death for any relationship,
sure.
Right? And when somebody texts you or emails you or calls you and they don't get a response from you, where does their head go? In the worst space possible.
Of course.
Now, I don't think that on social media, if you don't post for a few days, even a week, that people even notice. Right at first, because I mean, there's a lot coming at them.
There's a lot coming at them,
and so it. I think it takes a while before they realize, oh my gosh, I haven't heard from this person in a while, because there's so much coming at them. So I almost think of not this as being necessarily a mistake, but I'm actually helping you.
Consistency is the key, all the way across the board. Here's another thing that is a mistake that could possibly derail your followers, and that is forcing a connection to current events. People call it newsjacking.
Oh,
and newsjacking is fine. You can and should, and many people get good results from newsjacking.
Right? Great marketing, right? You piggyback on a story that's already out there.
Right. But when you take a story that's already out there and you stretch that story to make a connection to your business, for instance, there's all the hubbub about whether or not Russia interfered with the election, right?
Right.
So that would be like me writing an article that says, if you'd like, Angel and I, you know what we do? We're putting you on the radio.
Interfering in your business marketing.
Yeah, no.
Right? But
no.
You see this all the time. You know, top 10 trends we as business can all learn from the Olympics.
Right.
And so you see the marketing piece that goes on, because now we're using the hashtags of trending topics and articles. Great way to get publicists and journalists' attention, right, as they're searching for information on those topics. But it is your brand, so ask yourself these questions. Is your brand actually relevant to this event,
right,
this topic, this story? I mean, is it just too much of a stretch and people are going to see right through it? Am I giving something valuable, or am I just putting more stuff out into the world?
Absolutely. And in most cases, you're just putting more stuff.
Just more stuff, right? This is one of those we just like to hear, hear our own voice. And is this an event where it would make sense for me to tie in and piggyback on?
So. All right. Here's the next one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Posting too many hard marketing messages. In other words, being inauthentic, saying, I'm going to post, but really what I'm doing is selling. I call it suffering from BMS.
BMS?
Buy my stuff.
OBS, buy my stuff.
Buy my stuff.
Right? And we know the point of our social marketing is marketing, right? I mean, we're not oblivious to that, right? The point is marketing. Attraction marketing. Getting people intrigued in you, taking them offline, getting them over to your website, over to your sales funnel, wherever it is. The selling doesn't really happen on your posts. Now, here's where it is okay, though.
Oh.
Create a sponsored ad. Run a video. Create a sponsored ad.
Sure.
Run the heck out of that thing.
That's an advertisement.
That's what
different.
It's for, though. That's what it's for. If you want to sell something, you want to post, you want to have a commercial, so to speak, you want your post to be more about buy my stuff, then sponsor an ad. Create a video, create a sponsored ad, and sponsor the heck out of that thing. It's effective because you can target it not just to everybody who's following you, but to actually your target audience.
The people who want to hear those things.
Which might not always be the people who are currently following
you. Which
is
why you pay.
Are following you are really wanting to see more entertainment, engagement, and communication.
It's true.
Not having a strategy, of course, big mistake.
It should be at the top.
It should have been.
Yeah.
Right? To set your goals, objectives, you know, how you can measure impact. How you're going to monitor and evaluate all your social media channels, your distribution, and engagement. So this is a piece where we think, okay, I'm going to post, but where's the engagement? As people like it, as people comment, as people sharing, how are you going to engage with them? Take them again off the main page so you can bring them into your sales funnel. So not only do you have to have a strategy for what we're posting, we also have to know how are we going to comment and engage these people so that we can get them over into our sales funnel.
Absolutely. And then finally, this for your consideration, going too far is the fastest way to get people to jump ship.
I like the hide feature,
disengage.
Though, I will just say.
Right? But you don't like it when somebody hides you.
Well, no.
No. See? We have the ability to hide on Facebook.
Which means, I guess, we also have the ability to be hidden.
Indeed. And who gets hidden? The people who decide to take a controversial, and some controversy and edginess. I mean, even here on this show, I kind of consider it one of my secondary roles on this program to bring a little bit of color commentary just to the edge of what's entertaining, but not crossing the line. If you cross the line, people will jump ship like crazy.
And they do.
Absolutely. Well, these are some good things to know. And when you're remember, social media, very powerful. Keep it in mind as you consider flexing your social media muscle that people want to engage. It is social for a reason. And it's not just our opportunity to sell, pitch, BMS. All right. Angel and I are going to take the rest of the day off, but we encourage you to connect with one another. You can do so in our network. That's the Experience Pros Network on Facebook. It's a group. It's free. And we invite you to join with other influencers there. See you tomorrow, folks.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.